Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and tonight's video is going to be a little bit different. It's just going to be a moment of reflection. There's no breaking news, there's no deep investigations or anything about my mayor campaign or any of the stuff going on right now. This is just going to be a reflection about, and hopefully a little bit of motivation for all of you, about my path, my journey over the last 10 years, and hopefully some food for thought as to what you can accomplish in your life and over the next 10 years and beyond. Before I get into that, though, I want to remind you guys, my website is theconsciousresistance.com, guys, theconsciousresistance.com, and you can find all of my content, my podcasts, articles, video reports. You can find weekly podcasts, you can find my books for free, so much, and including what we're about to get into, which is presentations. You see this, guys, for those who are watching. If not, just go to theconsciousresistance.com. You'll scroll down, you'll see the latest content. When you get down past that, you see what is TCR, the Conscious Resistance, learn about the philosophy behind our work, investigations, documentaries, books, the three A's of agorism, and presentations. You click on presentations. This will take you to every presentation that I've given over the last 10 years that I started to do public speaking, which at this point is 3 pages worth of presentations, which there's what, how many? There's quite a few on each page, let's say. I'm not going to count them all right here, but I've given well over, like, easily 40, 50, maybe close, I'd say 50 to 70 presentations so far over the last 10 years. And I mean this in the sense of, like, where I was invited to speak somewhere and I'm going up on some kind of stage, whether that's a stage in the jungle or stage in the forest or stage in a ballroom, and I'm being invited to speak. And if you go back here to page 3, you can see this. This was my very first presentation I gave literally a week ago, 10 years ago. It was called, I just called it Agora, Anarchy, Agora, Action, and Awareness, April 22nd, 2013. I gave this speech April 20th, 2013. So exactly a week ago and 10 years ago from when I'm recording this. And this is before a good couple of years before I'd published any of my books, including this, the Conscious Resistance Trilogy, right here for those who are aware of it. And you can download this on my website. You can find it online everywhere. It's in Spanish. It's in French. So even before myself and my buddy John Vibes, shout out to John Vibes, put together this 3 books starting in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2 years before that, I was starting to get invites. You know, I started my activism in 2010 based in Houston. In 2011, I started to go to New York City for 9/11. I started to do a lot of international kind of bigger picture things. I was working with Adam Kokesh back then, for those who remember him. I had interviewed Stefan Molyneux way back in the day. And that led to me getting a little bit of attention. And eventually, I think my first talk ever, I had to say, hey, please, please, will you invite me? Can I please speak? Can I please speak? And then the guy, who I can't remember now, who used to organize Liberty Fest as well, that I would also speak at after this, he allowed me to speak. And I had to pay my own way, of course, buy my own flight, I had a friend in New York that I stayed with, pay for all my own food. You know, this was totally just like, sure, you can come share your message. We don't really know who you are. You seem like you're doing good work, but you got to get here. You got to take care of your own way. You're definitely, you know, just show up and do your thing. And I think this talk was all of 11 minutes long in total. So there's nothing groundbreaking. I mean, I think it's important. It's the first time I publicly spoke about the intersection of anarchism and spirituality and agorism and Buddhism. The audio is not that great on here. I'm super nervous. I'm kind of like mumbling and this and that. But I had a good time and I was grateful I did it, because after that, people came up to me and said, hey, you know what? I also care about anarchism. I care about spirituality. I meditate and I'm into this. And it just sort of encouraged me to keep going, guys. So that was super cool. Again, this is the first public speech I gave outside of Houston. I had done some smaller events in Houston, where I'm from originally, but this is the beginning. Then I went to Jackalope, Liberty Fest, Texas Libertarian Party Convention, started doing transformational conscious festivals, Jackalope, Anarchapoco, the Nexus event. I've spoken now in the 10 years since that first one, I've spoke in Portugal, Spain, the United States, Costa Rica, Mexico, and coming in June, I'll be speaking in the UK. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. And guys, I'm proud of all these presentations. I do put time, energy, and effort. Sometimes I write them literally moments before I am going to go up there, or I just base it on who am I speaking to, the audience. But I do put time, energy into the and thought into these presentations. So I really would appreciate, you know, if you go back and check them out. Not only just, hey, listen to me speak, but because there's, I believe, some good positive ideas and motivation about decentralization, agorism, building parallel systems. I was talking about using blockchain and the Internet of Things and 5G and the downside of all those things back in 2019 at a Vision Festival. I've talked about the path to decentralization and healing, talked about the sevenfold path of a holistic anarchist, all kinds of different things that I've gone through, spirituality to agorist and anarchist philosophy, voluntarism, and more recently, exiting build, building parallel systems. So my choosing, let's just reflect on this for a moment, my choice to say, you know what, I'm going to leave Houston, I'm going to go to New York, I'm not being paid, I'm not, you know, nobody's paying my flight, but I'm going to take my time, my energy, and I'm going to go to New York and spread my message. If I hadn't taken that first step, guys, then I wouldn't even be doing any of the things I'm doing. I mean, who knows? Maybe it would end up happening one way or the other. But the point is, by taking that one step of being this nervous, mumbly speaker for 11 minutes in New York City to share a message is important, and then somebody says, Derek, thanks for saying that. I appreciate that. I feel the same way, or I'm interested in those same ideas. All that did was just encourage me. I need to keep going. I need to keep going. And that evolved into the conscious resistance. I think probably by then I had just started this idea of the conscious resistance. You can pick up these shirts on our website, by the way. And I was still just developing my ideas, but it was a really powerful experience of like, wow, I left my hometown. I'm dealing with other activists who are from all across the United States. And it really exposed me to the broader movement, that there are people in the freedom movement back then in 2013 who were all over the country and who were interested in these ideas. And it was a really, really positive. And yeah, and so now I've given 40 to 50, I mean, actually, these are just the presentations that I gave at specific events. This doesn't count the fact that since this time, guys, I've done four different tours. In fact, if you go to here, you click on the website, theconsciousresistance.com/tour, you could see all of my upcoming speaking events for 2023. So this year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm giving 9 presentations this year. There might be more later added. But in 2017, 2018, Miriam and I and some friends went on a 45 and a 54 city US tour called Decentralize Your Life Tour, Liberate Your Mind Tour. Then during COVID in 2021, we did another US tour called the Activation Tour. We did a Mexico Activation Tour. And with those all combined, I've easily given, you know, over 100 presentations there, 50 other events here. And my point with sharing all that is that I've learned to build my confidence and to recognize that one of my skills is my voice. Whether that's, you know, I've always been a vocalist in a band and now doing hip hop and doing rap, but also writing, you know, that's using my voice, even though it's written down, it's typed up. But being an activist, being a public speaker, going out there, that is one of my talents, communicating ideas and making them easy for people to understand, being able to empathize and have compassionate communication and learn how to read an audience and say, okay, these people, they probably won't respond well to these words, but if I rephrase it like this way, I can get them to listen to what I care about and what I want them to hear. And it is a skill. And I'm grateful to say that whenever I speak at events, people always want me to come back. I'm often told I'm one of the best speakers there. I've had people say that people complained at their events because I didn't have enough time, things like that, right? So I'm not just kind of building myself up, but I am saying I'm confident in what I'm doing, and I'm proud of that, that I can now be in a place in my life where I have enough self-worth to say I'm good at public speaking, people want me to speak. And it started 10 years ago, guys, and let me show you this, the Better Way Conference. This is where I'll be speaking in the UK in June, so just over a month. Going to be going to Bath, UK. I've never been to the UK at all, so I'm super stoked about this. The Better Way Conference being organized by the World Council for Health. And look at the speakers. I mean, you got Dr. Tess Laurie, you got James Corbett, Matthias Desmet, Vandana Shiva, a lot of other people who I don't know that I'm sure are doing great work, Dr. Pierre Corey. And again, people who probably I won't agree with on everything, but people who are focused on solutions. Because that's the other thing. In the last 10 years, since I gave my first public talk, I've used my influence as an activist and a journalist to create my own branch of these movements that's solutions focused, exit and build, freedom cells, the greater reset. And we see more and more people going this direction. So I'm only doing public events now that are solutions focused, like the Better Way conference. So I'm going to be coming to Bath from, I think, May 30th through the 11th. This event is June 1st. There's like a dinner the first night, and then the actual event is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 2nd through the 4th. James Corbett's going to be there in person. I'm going to be there in person. And after 10 years, guys, 10 years from when I gave that first nervous speech, now I get to speak alongside stage of along the stage alongside people like James Corbett, who's been a big friend of mine now almost for 9 years and a huge inspiration. I'm going to be speaking on a panel called From Climate Change to Climate Nurture, which should be really interesting, which includes Vandana Shiva, myself, and my friend Emma, and some plenty of other people talking about weather manipulation, damaging farming practices, geoengineering, 15-minute cities, and what are the solutions for this, right? This is my focus. These are the things that I want to be speaking about. When I first started as an activist, my goal was to reach as many people as possible, to try to make sure that I recognize that I wasn't alone, to educate more people, to become empowered. And I've been able to do that over the last 10 years just by taking those first steps. And now, 10 years later, I'm going to speak in the UK alongside Vandana Shiva. I'm not even, you know, whatever your opinions on her, I'm not saying I fully trust her, but I do think she's done a lot of great work back in India and in the early part of her career. If you check that out, and I'm just honored. I'm grateful that I can be in a place now where that's what I get to do. That now people pay me to come speak, and in the best case scenario, they take care of my flights and they take care of my housing and help me to get there to share the message that they know is important. I get to come share my books and my ideas and my message as a human being and connect to other people out there face to face. And I'm so grateful, guys. I mean, this has just been, it's been 14 years now going on my activism, but the 2012 and 2013 years were very prime years for my activism. A lot of good things started to happen, including my first public speech, going to New York City, going to the Boston bombing right before it. I did a video about that the other day. These were really instrumental parts of my career. And then going into 2014 and beyond, this is when I really started to take my work serious and not just being some street activist, not that there's anything wrong with that, but just being some street activist who was only focused on like trying to help my local community, which is still important to me. But I started to realize I need to do bigger things. I need to get into journalism. I need to get into public speaking. I need to find a way to share these ideas. Started doing blogging and podcasts and all the wonderful things that led to these books, that led to public speaking, that led to documentaries, that led to tours, that led to meeting so many of you out there. And I'm so grateful. So whatever it is that you have goals of, my friends, don't wait. You know, think about where you could be in 10 years. If you started doing that thing that you're nervous about now, that you're afraid to share with the world, or that you think people are going to judge you for, what if you start now? Don't wait. Because I'm excited now to think, where am I going to be in 10 years, right? Where am I going to be in 10 years? Because I have no intention of slowing down or stopping. I'm going to continue my work and continue to find new ways to reach people, whether that's public speaking, music, art, writing articles, making documentaries, doing books, public, whatever it is, like I'm going to find a way to navigate to reach people. And I can only imagine where things are going to go in 10 years, especially it's 2023. We know about Agenda 2030. I have no idea what the world's going to look like by 2033, but we will see, I guess. But yeah, that's it. I just wanted to share this video super quick and just remind you that things, you can manifest what you want. You know, I posted earlier on Twitter, because I have another video coming out that I'm going to be sharing the next couple days, an update on the Conscious Agora. We have some very exciting news. And I just said this, I tweeted this earlier, I plan to continue manifesting my dreams through the rest of my life. It feels good to set intentions, pray and meditate on the outcome, take action and reap the benefits. Don't hold yourself back. So that's my message. Don't hold yourself back, guys. If you've got some goals and objectives, don't sit around. Don't wait for somebody else to take care of them for you. Don't let your life pass you by without starting now. Because even if it seems like a big, far-off goal, if you start right now, you have no idea where you're going to be in 10 days, 10 months, 10 years. You could be in a very beautiful place if you start right now. So that's my message for you guys. I hope you enjoyed that. I'll see you on the next report. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.